From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. In Kirkuk, it appears competing claims to the divided Iraqi city are being negotiated with flags. Marissa Melton explains.
At the moment, the Kurdish side is winning. But in recent weeks, flags signaling Iraq's claim have been showing up more and more. They're not government flags, but Shia Islam banners, a nod to the sect dominant among leaders in Baghdad and their supporters.
Sunday's referendum for Kurdish independence from Iraq, deemed illegal by Baghdad, passed on Wednesday with an approval rating nearing 93% and a voter turnout of 72%. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is in Afghanistan, reaffirming the U.S. commitment to continuing supporting the South Asian nation. He is also unveiling a revised plan for the U.S.-led war there.
Providing advisors to accompany Afghan units to provide NATO support to them, adding more U.S. troops alongside additional allied contributions, and making clear that we are not quitting this fight. In short, uncertainty has been replaced by certainty.
The U.S.-Afghanistan plan envisions a greater role for regional players, including India, to help break the deadlock with Taliban insurgents. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security is still considering waiving shipping limits to Puerto Rico in the face of disaster relief. Congress submitted a request to DHS on Monday requesting the Jones Act, which restricts how cargo is shipped to Puerto Rico, be waived to more quickly deliver materials needed to rebuild the island devastated by Hurricane Maria last week. DHS said Tuesday that waiving the act would not help the U.S. territory because of damage to ports. VOA News.